بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب استحباب الابتداء باليمين في اللباس. This is the last chapter on the book of wearing clothes, and this chapter is about it is mustahab to commence with the right when dressing. So when wearing our clothes, then we start with the right sleeve first, with the right side first. Wearing your shoes, put the right leg on first. And ahadith in this regard we already discussed in chapter number 99. Today we discuss inshallah Kitabu Adab al-Nawm, the book of the etiquettes of sleeping. We find our Sharia shows us every single thing, whether it is sleeping, eating, wearing clothes, all these things are discussed, and we have ahadith to guide us in this nature. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this chapter. This is chapter number 127 of Riyad al-Salihin, in which he says, Babu ma yaquluhu inda al-nawm. So this chapter is about Kitabu Adab al-Nawm, wal-Ittija' wal-Qu'ud wal-Majlis wal-Jalis wal-Ru'ya, the chapter on the etiquette of sleeping, lying down, sitting in a gathering, companionship, and about dreams. What are the supplications at the time of sleeping? عن البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أوى إلى فراشه نام على شقه الأيمن ثم قال اللهم أسلمت نفسي إليك ووجهت وجهي إليك وفوضت أمري إليك وألجأت ظهري إليك رغبة ورهبة إليك لا ملجأ ولا منجا منك إلا إليك آمنت بكتابك الذي أنزلت وَنَبِيِّكَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلْتَ رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِ بِهَذَا اللَّفْظِ فِي كِتَابِ الْأَدَبِ مِنْ صَحِيحِ. Hazrat Bara bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala narrates, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would retire to bed, he would lie down on his right, and then he would say the following dua, O Allah, I submit myself to you. Allahumma aslamtu nafsi ilayk. I submit myself to you. وَوَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِي إِلَيْكَ. I have turned my face to you. وَفَوَّضْتُ أَمْرِي إِلَيْكَ. I have entrusted all my affairs to you. وَأَلْجَأْتُ ظَهْرِي إِلَيْكَ. And I have placed my back in your protection. I am reclining towards you, O my Allah. رَغْبَةً وَرَهْبَةً إِلَيْكَ. In having anticipation of your reward and also fear of your punishment. لَا مَلْجَأَ وَلَا مَنْجَى مِنْكَ إِلَّا إِلَيْكَ. There is no escape, there is no salvation from you, but with you. آمنت بكتابك الذي أنزلت. I brought iman in the Quran that you have sent down. ونبيك الذي أرسلت. And in the Nabi, there is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who you have sent as a messenger. So this is a very, very important dua. And this dua has been mentioned previously also in another chapter. We find when a person is sleeping, he should sleep on his right hand side. First, when you start, it doesn't mean the entire night you sleep on the right side. No, you start commencing sleeping on the right hand side. You'll find various ahadith and practices of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As we do these ahadith, you'll understand fully what are the etiquettes of sleeping. So in this hadith, you start commencing from sleeping on the right hand side. And this particular dua has been mentioned. This dua actually renews our belief, our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the pact and agreement we made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, person sleeping on the right, even science has proved today that what Quran and Hadith has mentioned so many thousand years ago, the benefits of sleeping first starting on the right hand side. And then this next hadith, وَعَنْهُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ قَالَ لِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ إِذَا أَتِيْتَ مَضْجَعَكَ فَتَوَضَّأْ وُضُوءَكَ لِلصَّلَاةِ ثُمَّ اضْطَجِعْ عَلَى شِيقِكَ الْأَيْمَنِ وَقُلْ وَذَكَرَ نَحْوَهُ فِيهِ وَجَعَلَهُنَّ آخِرَ مَا تَقُولُ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. So the second hadith says that when you are going to retire to bed, then make your wudu, perform wudu like how you make wudu for salah. So just like how we made wudu and we came for salah now, before going to sleep, you should make wudu and then go to sleep, and sleep on the right side. So a person should sleep with wudu. Some ulama have mentioned that if you already got your wudu from Salatul Isha and your wudu did not break, then this will suffice. Otherwise, a person should make a fresh wudu and sleep, go to bed and sleep on the right hand side. And then he should read this dua. And this dua should be the last of whatever he says or whatever supplication he's going to make at night. وَجَعَلْهُنَّ آخِرَ مَا تَقُولُ. So whatever other duas you read before this. If you speak to your wife, whatever it is to your children, you speak. In the end, you read this dua which I mentioned now this morning. And this should be the last of all what you are saying at night before falling asleep. Ulama have written, in fact, in the hadith will come, if you pass away that night, you will pass away on fitrah, which means iman. You will pass away on iman. So there are various benefits of reading his dua. A person's dua, when he is sleeping, he sleeps the sunnat way. Then at night also, whilst you are still tossing and turning from one side to the other, another long hadith, that all you're going to say, you read the fourth kalima, then the third kalima, Allahumma ghfirli, oh Allah forgive me. After that, if you wake up and you read and make any dua, the dua is guaranteed answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are various benefits, duas are accepted. The angels make dua for the person when he is turning from side to side. All you need to say is subhanallah, alhamdulillah, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is also mentioned a person receives the reward of one who fasts during the day and he makes ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the night. If you read these duas and you made wudu before going to sleep, and inshallah a person will see good dreams also. So make wudu, read these duas, and Allah Ta'ala will save us from nightmares. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.